Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Laura Hughes. Laura is the Director of Market Operations at the North Coast Growers Association. So, Laura, we associate the North Coast Growers Association with the local farmers markets that we have in Eureka, Arcata, McKinleyville, and now in Willow Creek. Mm-hmm. Are there other things that the North Coast Growers Association is involved in?
We do a lot. We also advocate for our farmers and agriculture in the local community. We partner with a lot of local agricultural associations like CAF, the Community Alliance with Family Farmers, as well as the UC Extension. We also do a lot of events. We partner with the North Coast Co-op to host Local Food Month events and the Eat Local Challenge, which encourages people to be aware of, you know, the local season and how they can put more local foods in their diet and support the local agricultural economy. We work with the Heirloom Tomatoes, who are the authors of Locally Delicious, to do a lot of events and other educational opportunities for children, including farmers market tours, farm tours, and in-class presentations. We've just recently taken over the Know Your Farmer program from the Community Alliance with Family Farmers.
Oh, locally. That's great. It's a great program. It's a nonprofit, the North Coast Growers Association, so you have a board.
Yes.
And how involved is the board in kind of determining the direction of the organization?
Our organization is really interestingly structured in that we are a membership-based organization. So in some ways, it's very democratic. All of our members pay annual dues to be part of the association, and they get to vote on certain big issues. And our board is actually made up of our agricultural members. We do have two or three spaces on our board for folks that are not agricultural grower members, but primarily when the organization started, the bylaws stated that our board was made up of our agricultural members. And so our members not only are farmers that produce what they sell at farmers market, they also sort of have an idea of how the agricultural community operates and what environmental factors are influencing growers in the community. They can speak for other members and sort of help direct the direction of the organization to make sure that it's serving our members' needs to the best extent possible.
Now, you're directly involved in those cities, those farmers markets that I mentioned, but there are other farmers markets in Humboldt County. How are you kind of involved with those?
We run, like you mentioned before, the Arcata Plaza Market, of course, is our flagship market, and it's actually the longest continuously running market in the state of California. It was one of the first four markets, certified farmers markets in the state of California, so we're really proud of that, but we've since expanded to the two Eureka markets that we have in Old Town and Henderson Center, the one that we have in McKinleyville, now at the Eureka Natural Foods up there, and new this year, the Willow Creek Market that we are opening out there again. There used to be a market out there, but it wasn't necessarily very successful, but now we feel that we have a really good base to get that market going this year, and it's at a better time and day for a lot of our vendors out there. And then we also have a lot of other really great markets. The Fortuna Farmers Market is one of our sister markets, and we work very closely with the organizers there. We also partner with the Southern Humboldt Market Association, which runs the Garberville Market, as well as the Miranda and Shelter Cove markets. And so we partner with them to actually facilitate, we act as the fiscal conduit for the Market Match grant funding that we work with to provide quote unquote funny money for different low income and at risk communities that might need help accessing the farmers market a little bit more. And so we actually partner with those markets to help facilitate those programs on their behalf. And we advocate for them as a whole, for all of the Humboldt County farmers markets, on a statewide consortium of farmers markets. So we work together and we work through the Ecology Center to leverage a lot of state and federal funding to bring that into the local farmers market economies. We love our sister markets and partner with them to make sure that all of our members are served, because a lot of our members also are members of those markets as well.
That's such a nice service to be able to work with people who are putting on a farmer's market and being able to help them kind of negotiate the EBT and, you know, all of the things involved with that, with getting food stamps basically mm-hmm. into the hands of people who need it. And I know you help people if they need help with their application to be able to fill that out, yeah. but also to just make sure that it's available so that you can actually spend it at the farmer's market.
Mm-hmm. We work with EBT CalFresh, which is the California name for the SNAP program. program on a federal level, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is formerly known as food stamps. And so that is something that we work with and have been working with for years. Over the last several years, we've had a matching program that matches people's EBT CalFresh spending at farmers market with bonus dollars specifically for fresh fruits and vegetables. In addition to serving CalFresh customers, we also work with senior clients. We work with folks who receive WIC checks. Both seniors and folks receiving WIC can receive farmers market nutrition program checks through the WIC or Area 1 Agency on Aging offices and spend those at farmers market. And then there are also some matching programs for folks to expand their market spending through some CalFresh clinic dollars. So folks who want to learn more about CalFresh and maybe sign up but aren't yet registered or maybe they don't qualify, we can also provide them with dollars that they can spend at farmers markets. And we also partner with the Open Door Community Health Centers who do veggie prescription bucks. So folks that might benefit from increased fruit and vegetable consumption in their diet can receive fruit and veggie prescription bucks from Open Door and then spend those at farmers market as well. And that's been a really positive relationship for a lot of people. And then new last year, so the second year is this season, we also have a program for SSI recipients. So folks who are receiving supplemental security income can actually come and certify with us and receive $10 in market match vouchers once per month at each of our market locations to spend on fresh fruits and vegetables. Because SSI recipients actually aren't eligible to receive CalFresh benefits, and so they are sort of lost in this gap in services and can't access a lot of other benefit programs that other communities can. So that's why we're providing this incentive, and we're one of two market associations in the entire state of California that are offering this benefit to SSI recipients, so we're really proud of that.
As usual, Humboldt is leading the state.
We actually
piloting
are.
Things like that.
Yeah,
great.
It's pretty cool. Great.
Now, one of the things that I think is pretty cool, too, is that I didn't realize was possible, but I just learned recently. I've always kind of wanted to give somebody like a gift certificate of the farmer's market.
Yeah.
So I found out that I can go to the information stand there and actually get some dollars that
Farmers market bucks.
I can put them in an envelope and give them to somebody.
Definitely.
And that just makes me so happy. Because sometimes you just don't know what to give somebody, but everybody loves the farmer's market.
Yeah, and the great thing about our farmer's market bucks is that they are good for any product at the farmer's market. Fruit and vegetables, meat, eggs, honey, non-agricultural items, prepared food items, flowers, anything that you can find at the farmer's market, you can spend those farmer's market bucks on. And those are actually printed by Pearson's, and we have a partnership with Pearson's, and they give out a lot of their farmer's market bucks to their customers to spend at market. And we've been using them as gift certificates for the last several years.
Nice.
And new this year, we actually are also accepting credit cards at the information booth. So people can use their credit cards to purchase farmers market bucks to either spend at farmers market or to give to a friend or a loved one to spend at farmers market.
That is so wonderful.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that either.
Yeah,
and
brand
spanking
new. Great. A little bit slow on the uptake with the credit cards at market, but we're finally there.
That's great. The Willow Creek Market, let's just talk briefly about that. Where is that located?
It's going to be located at the Community Commons Park, right at the junction of Highway 299 and Highway 96, right there in the Bigfoot Museum area, there where the tourism center is. Yeah.
Great. Do you think most of the farmers are going to be those Eastern Humboldt farmers who kind of raise those wonderful tomatoes and eggplant and peppers
crops.
And all those things that we can't grow on the coast?
We have so many lovely farmers who live in Willow Creek, you know, Orleans, Hoopa area. And so I imagine a lot of them are going to be participating in that market. Yes.
Uh-huh.
I know also, though, that they want to supplement that market with cool coastal crops that can't grow in the summer, like lettuce and kale and chard and things like that, that don't do so well in the heat. So the CDFA, California Department of Food and Agriculture regulations, allow people to do what it's called a second producer. So they can put a second producer on their producer certificate, and that producer can sell the product of another producer as long as they're listed on each other's producer certificates. They just have to sell more of their own product by volume or dollar value than the other, and they can't make any money off of it. But for example, a hot weather inland farmer could potentially meet up with a coastal farmer at a market on the coast, get some of their produce, bring it to the Willow Creek market, and sell it there on their behalf as well, and just give them that money when they see them again.
Well, if people want to get information, they can go to your website. And what's your website address?
Humfarm.org.
Well, great. This has been Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Laura Hughes, Director of Market Operations for the North Coast Growers Association, our farmers market. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Right crepes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.